Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
Today, we're diving into some core surgical knowledge that's totally crucial for your shelf exam, the gallbladder, anatomy, physiology, and the lowdown on gallstones.
You know it. Let's kick it off with the gallbladder's location. So Chris, where can we find this little green sac?
Great question, Mars. The gallbladder sits on the inferior surface of the liver in the right upper quadrant. More precisely, it's nestled in the gallbladder fossa between liver segments 4B and 5.
Nice. And what about its parts? It's not just a blob of bile, right?
Definitely not. The gallbladder has three parts: the fundus, most anterior, often palpable in thin patients, the body, and the neck, which leads to the cystic duct. Oh, and watch out for Hartmann's pouch, an outpouching of the neck where gallstones love to get stuck.
Speaking of ducts, let's talk the biliary tree. What's the roadmap here?
Okay, so bile flows from the liver through the right and left hepatic ducts, which join to form the common hepatic duct. The cystic duct connects the gallbladder to the common hepatic duct, forming the common bile duct, which then meets the pancreatic duct and drains into the duodenum at the ampulla of Vater, guarded by the sphincter of Oddi.
Amazing. Now let's talk blood and nerves. Where's the gallbladder getting its blood supply?
The gallbladder gets its blood supply from the cystic artery, which usually comes off the right hepatic artery. Blood drains out through the cystic vein into the portal vein.
And let's talk nerves. Parasympathetic fibers from the vagus nerve stimulate the gallbladder to contract. And here's an important distinction. If the diaphragm gets irritated, like in gallbladder inflammation, it can cause referred pain to the right shoulder via the phrenic nerve, C3 to C5. Murphy sign, though, happens because the inflamed gallbladder pushes against the parietal peritoneum in the right upper quadrant during deep inspiration, causing sharp pain and sudden stopping of the breath. This pain is carried by the intercostal nerves T7 to T9.
Speaking of pain, let's hit gallstones. What are the main types and who's at risk?
Here's the breakdown. Cholesterol stones, most common, think obesity, female sex hormones, fertile, 40, or rapid weight loss and terminal ileum resection, like in Crohn's disease.
Black pigment stones. These are due to increased unconjugated bilirubin in bile. They're classically seen in chronic hemolysis, like in sickle cell disease, hereditary spherocytosis, and even in cirrhosis.
Wait, so Chris, are there any patients with black pigment stones where we actually consider removing the gallbladder before they get symptomatic?
You bet, Mars. Patients with hereditary spherocytosis often get prophylactic cholecystectomy even if they don't yet have symptoms, because they're at such high risk for gallstones and gallstone complications. It's frequently done at the same time as a splenectomy. You'll see this on the shelf, splenectomy plus cholecystectomy combo.
Gotcha. Now let's talk imaging. What's first line for gallstones, and how do you look for common bile duct stones?
First line for gallstones, ultrasound, cheap, fast, and accurate. If you're suspecting cholelithiasis, or common bile duct stones, go for MRCP, magnetic resonance cholangiopancreatography.
All right, now let's talk surgery. What is Callow's triangle during a lap chole? Because we get asked this all the time in the operating room.
Callow's triangle, aka the hepatocystic triangle, is bordered by cystic duct, common hepatic duct, and inferior edge of the liver, or cystic artery, depending on the source. This helps identify the critical view of safety, which is crucial to avoid the awful common bile duct injuries during surgery.
And post-op, why my patients have right shoulder pain?
That's from phrenic nerve irritation due to carbon dioxide stretching the diaphragm during pneumoperitoneum during laparoscopic procedures. It's transient but common.
All right, Chris, let's hit them with five high-yield facts. One, the gallbladder is located on the inferior surface of the liver, segments 4B and 5.
Two, cholesterol stones are most common. Black pigment stones are linked to hemolysis and cirrhosis. Three, hereditary spherocytosis patients often get prophylactic cholecystectomy with splenectomy.
Four, Murphy sign equals right upper quadrant pain and inspiratory arrest due to phrenic nerve irritation.
Five, ultrasound is first line for gallstones, MRCP for CBD stones.
Boom! That's your intro to the gallbladder.
Awesome. Keep studying, and we'll catch you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.